Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yosef Sonnenschein. Meseches Chagiga has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Dovi Merenstein as a zchus for their children.
The following shiur is on Mesechta Chagiga, Daf Tesvav. The Gemara, in the beginning of Daf Tesvav, begins with a shiloh that was asked to Ben Zoyma. The Gemara actually begins on the bottom of Yudalit Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Sho'alu es Ben Zoyma. They asked Ben Zayma another shaila. Besula she'ibra mahu l'kayin gadol. A besula, someone who we understand to be a besula, it seems to us that she's a besula, but she's me'uberes. Is she mutter to a kayin gadol? We know that a kayin gadol is usher in a be'ula, as the pasuk says, v'hu besula me'amov yikach. He needs to take a besula. And the Gemara is mitzadeid, mi chayshinan l'dishmuel. Are we chayshish for Shmuel that Shmuel said, Yochel ani liv'el kama be'ilois b'loy dam? Shmuel said that I could be ba'el many be'ilois without dam. In other words, that he has a way of making an isha into a be'ula without breaking her besulim. So even though it seems to us that she's a besula, Shmuel teaches us that it's possible that she's a be'ula. Ben Zayma responds, "The Shmuel loy shchiach. We're not chayshish for Shmuel. So how is she a meuberes? If she's a real besula?" Zogt Ben Zayma, "V'chayshinon shema be'ambati ibra. We're chayshish that maybe she conceived in a bathtub. Maybe there had been a man in a bathtub before her that was moitzi shechvazera, and that shechvazera went inside of her when she was in the ambati." And of course, she had not had any relations that would cause her to be considered a ba'ula. And yet, she's me'uberes. Now, this Gemara is a tremendous chiddush that it's possible for an isha to become a me'uberes without bia. But this Gemara has caused a tremendous amount of ion over the dairos, because in recent generations it has become possible for an isha to become a me'uberes without bia in a laboratory. And therefore, there's been a lot of discussion about this Gemara. First of all, is there such a thing? Is it possible for an Isha to become Me'uberes from an Ambati? And if there is such a thing, is the child considered the son of the one who produced that Shechvazera? And even if it is considered his son, is the child considered a Kasher if the woman was married or a Nido or Aser in any way? So let's take a look at some of the makairos that are brought heavily in the discussions of the Paiskim on this inyan. Rabbeinu Chananel on our sugya is gairus a little bit differently than our Gemara. Instead of being gairus besula she'ibra mahu l'kayin gadol, he's gairus simply besula she'ibra mahu. And apparently, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, the shaila was if the mother, when she gives birth to this child, is tmeya tumas leida. Do we say that she became a me'uberes through some type of mahalach of Shmuel, of Yochelani Livoil Kama Be'ilais B'loi Dam, that there was a Be'ila, but it was just done in such a way that it didn't break the Besulim? In which case, it's a normal Heroyoin and a normal Leida, and there would be a Tumas Leida. Ben Zayma responds that we're not Chayshish for Shmuel, and rather we're Chayshish that she was Nis'abra Be'ambati. And Rabbeinu Chananel calls this idea of being nisaber in an ambati maisen nisim, and therefore it's not a regular conception, it's not a regular isha kisazria, he says. And memela, since the tumas leida is only mentioned on a regular isha kisazria v'yolda zachar, and this isha was not mazria in a normal way, she did not enter heroyon in a normal way, therefore the birth of this child would not cause her to be tomei tumas leida. So it seems from the Rabbeinu Chananel that he considered it something that he calls maisa nisim, that such a thing should take place. The Tashbetz in Simen Reish Samach Gimel seems to look at this differently. He brings a Maisa, a Shaila, about an Ish v'Isha, that both of them insist that the Isha is a Besula, and yet she's expecting, and eventually she gave birth to a daughter. And the Shaila was, if they could assume, that Shechva Zera that was bePesach HaRechem, that was outside of her body, somehow went in on its own and created a pregnancy. The Shaila was Negeya because the husband died, and the Shaila was, if the woman is Nifelas to Yibum, do we consider this to be his child? So the Tashbetz brings our sugya, and he says, you see from our sugya such a thing, that Shechva Zera can go in on its own and cause a heroyon. And in the discussion of our sugya, he says that, as we know, he says that this is how Ben Sira, the person Ben Sira, whose sefer Ben Sira was mentioned earlier in the perek, this is how Ben Sira came about. Ben Sira, the Tashbetz says, was the son of Yirmiyahu Hanavi, and Yirmiyahu Hanavi he brings was washing himself in an ambatya, and Shechva Zera came out. And then the mother of Ben Sira went into that ambatya and she became Meuberes. And a simon ledover, he says, is that the gematria of Sira is 271, which is also the gematria of Yirmiyahu. To be meramis to us that Ben Sira is Ben Yirmiyahu. The Chelkas Mechaykek in Simen Aleph of Eben HaEzer, Sifkot Nches, also brings this Maisa, and he brings it b'shem the Likutei Maharil. And he's Chayker based on this Maisa, if a woman that has a baby in this way is the husband, or the father, I should say, of the child, considered having been Mekayim the mitzvah of Peri of Arivia. Being that this is not a normal mahalach of the kiyum mitzvah of Peri of Arivia, perhaps even though physically he has a child, it's not considered that he did the mitzvah of Pru or Revu. And the Chalkas Mechaikik leaves it as a suffix, but he certainly seems to understand that it's possible that such a thing could take place. The Bach, in Yoyredeya Simen Kuf Tzadihei, brings a smack who brings a Rabbeinu Peretz, who asks the following question. He says that Nashim when Nizhar, Nashim are careful not to sleep on sheets that another man had slept on, because they're afraid that maybe there would be Shechva Zera on the Sadinim, and it would cause them to enter Heroyon. Frekt the smack, B'Shem Rabbeinu Peretz, why aren't they makbid even to sleep on Sadinim that their own husbands had slept on while they're in Nida? If they conceive B'Shas their Nida, the Shechva Zera of their husbands, the child that's born will be a Ben Nida, because he was conceived while she was in Nida. And the Teretz given is that even though the Isha conceived while she was in Nida, but since she didn't conceive through a bia that's usher, the child is called a kasher. He's not called a ben nida. The zman of conception is irrelevant. It's the maisa iser that's relevant, and there was no maisa iser here. And he brings this story of Ben Sira as a smach ledavar, that Ben Sira was considered a kasher, even though his leida came about in this way. So why then should Nashim be careful to lay on sheets that even that were slept on by other men? What's the difference? As long as there's no bia that's usher, what's the difference if she's nichnas into heroyon? So the Bach brings that it's really just a matter of havchana, because we need to know who the child is, so that this child, let's say a boy is born, he shouldn't end up marrying his sister, because he will be confused about who his father is, and he'll marry a woman whose father was really the one who had slept on those sheets, Shema Yisa Achaisai. So for the Havchana Shebedavar, to keep clear who's the father and mother of each child, for this reason the Nashim on his Harais, not to sleep on the sheets of other men. But in terms of the actual Isser, he says there's no Isser, and a child that would be born would be kosher. These are some of the Maramakaimis that are brought. The Mishnah Lamelech and Hilchas Ishos, Perek Tesvav Halacha Dalet, brings these Maramakaimis. And this is the basis for the discussion of the Poskim, even in discussing the later technology that was only Negea in recent years, to be able to help Nashim who have trouble conceiving. The next inyan that we'll discuss is the inyan of Acher, that the Gemara tells us that Acher was kitzeitz b'netiyos. Acher cut down trees. Rashi explains that the Gemara uses that mashal because we were talking about the Arba Shenichnesu LePardes, they went into the Pardes, and that unbelievable Madrega called Pardes is referred to in the mashal of a Pardes, of an orchard. So when a kilkul happened, when Acher was neskalkel on that Madrega called Pardes, the Gemara calls it Kitzeitz Benetios. What happened? What caused that kilkul? Zok the Gemara, that he saw this Heilige Malach Matatroin, and he saw that it was given Rishus, Is Yahave Le Rishusa, Lemichtav Zach Vesod Yisrael, was given Rishus to sit in Shemaim, Lemesav, to sit, Lemichtav Zach Vesod Yisrael, to write the Zechuyas of Klal Yisrael. Acher was very confused by this. He said, Gemira, we learned that there is no yeshiva in Shemaim. There is no sitting in Shemaim. How could it be that a malach was given rishus to sit? Shema beis rishuyos? Could it be that there are two rishuyos in Shemaim? And because of this, Acher was yoytze l'tarbus ra, and the entire tragedy that's the life of Acher transpired. It's fascinating that Acher saw a malach in Shemaim, that's the only malach that's given rishus to sit, and the job of that malach was to sit to write down the zechuyos of Klal Yisrael. We find an exact parallel to that on this world. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chofei Omer Aleph, says, Ein yeshiva ba'azara ela lemalchus beis David. In the Beis HaMikdash, nobody is allowed to sit, similar to what we say that in Shomayim there's no yeshiva. The only one that's allowed to be Yoshev in the Azara is those that are Yaitzei Chalotzov of David HaMelech. Who's David HaMelech? David HaMelech is the one who sat and wrote Shirois V'Sishbachos Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here we have the Zele Umas Zeh, that in Shemayim there was one Malach that had Rishus to sit, who wrote down the Zechuyos, the praises of Klal Yisrael, and on the Oretz, only Malchus Beis David was given Rishus to sit. Only the descendants of David who sat and wrote down the Shirais V'Sishbachos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now this idea that Acher went so far off course, he descended so far, he fell so far, because he saw this Malach Matatrein, is very difficult for us to understand. But if we'll look carefully at the sugya of this malach, we will discover that there was a makom for Acher to be nichshal over here. There were things about this malach that are so different than other malachim that Acher was able to make this mistake. And this discussion begins with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara asks Akasha on a pasuk. The pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, Perek Chav Dalet, pasuk Aleph, Ve'el Moshe Omar, and to Moshe he said, and apparently it's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Alei El Hashem, go up to Hashem. Now why would Hashem have said, go up to Hashem, the Gemara asks. Why wouldn't Hashem say, Alei Elai, go up to me? Zok the Gemara, that the pasuk over here is talking about Matatrein, it's talking about this Malach Matatrein, that has this unbelievable Madrega, that's called Sheshmoi Keshem Rabbi. His name is like the name of his master. The name of this Malach is like the name of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Kaviyachol. It's possible that for this reason there are great Talmidei Chachamim who are noyig not to say the name Matatrein even, and they refer to him as Mem Tes Tes. Now where does this come from, that he's Shmoi Keshem Rabbi? It comes from a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim a little bit earlier. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Hine anoichi shaleach malach lefonecha. I am going to send a malach before you. Instead of being led directly by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you're going to be led by a malach. Which Rashi explains means that kan nizbasru, over here they were given the news, she'asidin lachdoi, that they're going to be chayte, and they're going to be no longer worthy of having the direct interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send an intermediary, a malach, to lead Klal Yisrael instead. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a warning about that malach. He shomer mipanov, Be careful from him. Ushma bekoiloi, and listen to his voice. Al tamer boy. Don't rebel against him. Ki lo yisa lepishachem, because he won't be moichel you. Ki shemi bekirboy, because my name is within him. And as Rashi explains, that ki shemi bekirboy is going back on the beginning of the pasuk. He shomer mipanav ushma bekoiloi. Be careful from him and listen to his voice. Ki shmi bekirboi, because this is such a heilige malach that he's my shliach. My name is within him. This malach is the ultimate shliach of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He's so close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu that shmi bekirboi. He carries the name of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Mefarshim say, l'mashal the Maral and Gvuras Hashem Perek Nunhei, that when we say in the Haggadah Shel Pesach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out himself, Ani v'loi Maloch, Ani v'loi Sarav, and we end off, Ani v'loi HaShaliach, me and not the Shaliach. We don't say Ani v'loi Shliach, me and not a Shliach. We say me and not the Shaliach. Zogt Mefarshim that that's referring to Matatrin, who's the Shaliach. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hine Anoichi Shaleach Maloch. He's the Shaliach. But Yitzias Mitzrayim, we say in Haggadah Shel Pesach, happened directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the Shaliach wasn't involved. Ani V'loi HaShaliach. Getting back to the Gemara in Sanhedrin that had asked what the pshat in the pasuk is, that the pasuk says V'al Moshe Omar, and to Moshe he said, which seems to be talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alei El Hashem, go up to Hashem. The Gemara answered that it's talking about Matatroin Sheshmoi Kishem Rabbi. Now there's a Machlokes Rishonim here how to understand this Gemara. The Ramban in Chumash explains that the Gemara is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to go up to Matatrin, that Matatrin would be waiting for him on top of the mountain. Ve'el Moshe Omar, and to Moshe he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Alei El Hashem, go up to Matatrin, whose Shmoi Kishem Rabbi. This Ramban is almost incomprehensible for us, because the Ramban seems to be saying that when it says the Shem Havaya in a Pasuk, Alei El Hashem, it's referring to the Malach that was the Shaliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani V'loi HaShaliach, he was the Shaliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's who HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending Moshe up to, Alei El Hashem, to this Malach. Rashi in Sanhedrin is not maskim to that. Rashi in Sanhedrin says that it's not Matatrin whom Moshe Rabbeinu was being sent up to. Of course, Alei El Hashem means he was being sent up to Hashem. Matatrin is the one who said it to Moshe. The El Moshe Omar, and to Moshe he said, who said? Matatrin said it. Sheshmoi Kishem Rabbi, Zokt Rashi, since he has the name of Hashem, the Pasuk just said it, as in Omar, he said, Stam, because the Pasuk didn't want to spell out the name of Matatrin, because Shmoi Kishem Rabbi. It's possible that this is the reason for an interesting Rashi in Chumash. Rashi says on the Pasuk of Kishmi Bekirboi, Sheshmoi Kishem Rabbi, his name is like the name of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And Rashi says that the gematria of Shakai, of Shin, Dalid Yud, is the same gematria as Matatrin. Kishmi Bekirboi, my name is within him. The gematria of my name Shakai is in the words, in the word, the letters of Matatrin. The Ramban, it could be, would not have said that, because the Ramban holds that Kishmi Bekirboi is referring to the Shem Havaya. What an unbelievable thing that Shmi, the Shem Havaya, is Bekirboi, as we find according to the Ramban that Alei El Hashem is referring to Matatrin. But Rashi Lishitasai didn't learn that way. Rashi learned that Alei El Hashem is Avada talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in what way is Shmoi Kishem Rabbi? Zokt Rashi in Chumash that Shakai is Gematria Matatrin. However we understand the Gemara, we see that we've opened a sugya that's just an unbelievable, incomprehensible sugya, that there's such a thing as a malach that carries within him the name of Hashem. No wonder Acher was confused. The Marsha tells us that this malach was given rishus to sit because Shmoi Kishem Rabbi, because he carried the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. because in some way it was an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and was therefore given Rishus to sit. This was confusing to Acher, who said that there's no such a thing as a yeshiva in Shemayim except for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam himself, and this is what led to his kilkel. We find another inyan with this malach that will help us also to understand the taos of Acher. The Ramban in Parshas Mishpatim tells us that this nevuah, Hine Anochi Shaleach Malach Lefonecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he was going to send this great malach to lead Klal Yisrael, was not fulfilled in the lifetime of Moshe Rabbeinu. After the Chet HaEgel, in Parshas Kisisa in Perek Lamed Gimel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared Moshe Rabbeinu that he was going to send a malach before him, V'shalachti lefonecha malach. And Moshe Rabbeinu responded that that's not acceptable. Please stay with us. Please don't give us the intermediary of a malach. Please stay here by yourself. Ani v'loy ha-shaliach. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Im ein ponecha hoilchim, al ta'aleinu mizeh. If you yourself, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidei v'atzmei without any shliach, doesn't go with us, doesn't lead us, then don't take us out of here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted the bakasha of Moshe Rabbeinu, as the pasuk goes on to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Gam es hadover hazeh asher dibarto eseh. Also, this request that you make, this thing that you spoke, that you asked that the malach not be sent, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoideyu v'atzmei eseh, I will do. So the malach was not sent in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Zok the Ramban, that the malach did appear, however. In the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua, Yehoshua meets a malach, a sar tzevo Hashem. And the malach tells Yehoshua, Ata bosi, now I have arrived. Zok the Ramban, that this is the malach that was already supposed to be there 40 years before, when the Klal Yisrael did the Chet HaEgel. And Moshe Rabbeinu was mevakesh that it should be a bechina of ani v'loy ha-shaliach, that the malach shouldn't be there. But after the petira of Moshe, the malach appeared to Yeshua and said, Ata bosi, now I have arrived. There's a Peledik Aran in the Drushas Aran, Drusha Dalet, where he discusses this malach matatroin, who we've been discussing. And he says that we see from the fact that Kishmi Bekirboi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that in some way we should treat him in a way that's similar to the way we treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He shomer miponov, ushma bekoi loy al tamer boi. Zok the Ran that according to this, it's miyashev a tmiya gedoyla, it's miyashev a tremendous kasha. Because the pasuk tells us that Yehoshua bowed down to this malach. Frek the Ran, how do you bow down to a malach? The only one that we can bow to is to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We can't bow to a malach. But Zok the Ran, this malach is different. This malach, that Shmoy Kishem Rabbi, is such so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it was mutter and appropriate for Yehoshua to bow to him. With this in mind, we go back to Acher, who went up in this thing, in this madrega called being Nichnas Lepardes. And he saw this malach, that's such an incredible madrega, such a kirvas aleikim, that he's hashaliach, that he's shmoy kishem rabbi. According to the Ramban, that means that he even shares the shem havayu. That the Ran tells us means that he can be bowed to. And Acher became confused, and he was kitzeitz benetiyos. Acher should have known that despite the confusion that he was seeing and the fact that he saw this malach sitting in Shemayim, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, there's only one Hashem. And his mistake in that point led to the tremendous tragedy that was the life of Acher. Because much of Daf Tesvav is about the Chet and the Yerida of Acher, let's focus a little bit more carefully on what happened to Acher. A churban, like the fall of a great Tana, of Elisha ben Avuya, who was a Tana, must have very, very deep roots. There are really two parts to the stories that happened to Acher. There are the stories that happened to him himself that led to his going off, and there are also the roots that existed even before he was born that set the stage for this tragedy to take place. Tosfos Bayos brings a Yerushalmi that says many stories about Acher, but two of them specifically to relate to before Acher was born and right after he was born. The Yerushalmi tells us that at the time of Acher's bris, Rebbe Elezer and Rebbe Yeshua came to the bris, but they were bebayis Acher, they were in another place. And while all the people that were celebrating the bris were enjoying the simcha of the bris, Rebbe Elezer and Rebbe Yeshua decided to be oisik b'toira. And they were being oisik b'toira, v'hoyu hadvarim smeichim k'nesinasam b'sinai, the words were sameach as they were given by Sinai. And because by Sinai, Torah was given with an eish, a ruchnias dike eish surrounded them. Avuya, the father of Elisha ben Avuya, came in and saw this ruchnias dike fire. And he didn't chap right away that it was a ruchnias dike fire. And he said, Ma bosem, lisroif es besi? What did you come for, to burn my house? And they explained to him, no, that we're learning Torah, and the Torah is smeichem k'nisinasoi b'sinai, and memela, there's a fire of ruchnias just like by Sinai. Avuya said, if such is limud ha-Torah, then I hope that I will separate my son for the purpose of limud ha-Torah. The Yerushalmi says that Acher himself said that his father was not niskaving l'shem shamayim. He was niskaven because he admired the kavod that Talmud Torah brought, and therefore it was not niskayim in his son, and the tragedy of Elisha ben Avuya took place. That was one maisa, the maisa of the bris of Acher. There's another maisa that even preceded it. The Yerushalmi tells us that the mother of Acher, before he was born, passed by a beis avodah zarah. And she smelled the smell of Takroivis Avodah Zarah, and it filled her like the aras of a nachash. And that created, that set the stage for a child to be born that would leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Dessler, in Michta Melio, points out that these two incidents correspond to the two sakonos that are described in the pasuk in the Parsha of Tzitzis. The Torah tells us, Lo yisosuru acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem. Don't be turned after your heart and after your eyes. Your heart, zogt Chazal, zu minos, that's apikursis. Your eyes, zogt Chazal, zu znos, that's taiva. Rav Dessler understands that there are two areas of sakana that the Yetzirah tries to trap us in. One is the sakanas of emuna, of minos, and the other is the sakanas of taiva. Oy lemisha nagua b'shtei hamachalos, Rav Dessler writes. Woe to someone who's afflicted with both illnesses, the illness of minos and the illness of taiva. Zogt Rav Dessler that each of the stories that happened to him set the stage for a sakana in that particular area. Avuya's taiva for kavod, his taiva for recognition for his son, was mashrish in his son and a tia towards taiva, and his mother's taking in, smelling in the takrovis avodah zarah, that was machnis within him, a sensitivity towards minus. Acher thought that there was no hope for him. He heard me'achere hapargud shuvu bonim shoivavim chutz me'acher. Everyone can do tshuva, except Acher. The Yerushalmi brought in Tosfos says that Acher was riding on a horse on Yom HaKippurim Shachalias B'Shabbos, and he passed by the place where that's the base Kodesh HaKadoshim, and from there he heard a baskal that said, Shuvu Bonim Shoivavim Chutz Me'Elisha Ben Avuya Sheyoda Koichi Umorad Bi. He knew my strength, and he rebelled against me. He was a great Tana. He knew the greatness of the Torah. He knew the greatness of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and he rebelled against me. And Acher thought that this meant that there was absolutely no hope for him. But as we'll see, that was a tremendous toes on the part of Acher, because there's no such a thing. Every single person has a nekuda of Kedusha within them, Rav Dessler says, that he can find within himself to bring him to tshuva. What should a person do if he finds himself afflicted with the illness of Taiva and the illness of Minos? Rav Dessler says he has to devote himself with Hasmada and Yegiyah to Torah and to Musar. Both of them together, he describes, will weaken his Taiva as they nourish his neshama with a clear emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Acher, on the other hand, made this mistake. He heard a baskoil, and he believed the baskoil that said that there's no hope for him. It's very difficult for us to understand how it could be that there was a baskoil that said that Acher can't do tshuva. Even the greatest Rishayim in history were able to do tshuva. As a dugma, let's bring the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar in Perek Mem Gimel, where he discusses Menashe ben Chizkiah, the great Rasha, the Melech Menashe ben Chizkiah. The Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar describes how Menashe was Asa Kol Tayevois Ra'ois Shaba'olam, all the Tayevois, all the Averis possible to do, Menashe ben Chizkiah did. Eventually, the Gedudei Ashur, the troops of Ashur, came and they grabbed him, and they brought him down to Bavel. V'nosnu oisei b'machavas eish, they put him into a pot of fire. And even then Menashe didn't do tshuva. Even when Menashe's life was in danger, when things were becoming a sakana for him, he still didn't do tshuva. V'sham kara l'chol elilim shezavach lohem. From the machavas shel eish, he called out to all the Avodah Zarahs that he had brought karbonos to. But ve'ein echad mehem kaira oisei v'loi oina oisei, not one of them answered him. So finally, as a last resort, Menashe said, ekro le'loikei avoisei b'chol libi. Let me call out to the Hashem of my fathers with my whole heart. Ula yaseli, perhaps he will do for me kechol nifla'is of she'osa le'ovi, like all of the nifla'is that he did for my father. And he gathered his strength, and he called out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol liboy. Now at this point, the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar goes on with the Maisa, skipping a part of the story that's filled in by the Shla. The Shla HaKadosh in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Perek Derech Chaim, brings a girsa in the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar that puts in the following words. At that time, the Shla brings, Omdu Malachei Hashoreis, V'sosmu kol chaloinois shalmaila. The Malachei Hashoreis got up and closed up all the windows in Shemayim. And they said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Adam Sheheem Mitzelem Beheichel, Ve'ata Mekabloi B'tshuva. A man who put up a tzelem and avodah zarah in the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to be mekabel him b'tshuva? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if I'm not mekabel him, I'll be closing the door in front of Balei Tshuva. I need to show that I'm mekabel everyone b'tshuva. But the malachim didn't let. Zogt the shloz girsa of the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. Ma osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Chotar loy chatira mitachas kisei kevoidai. He dug a hole from under the Kisei HaKavod, Mimakayim She'ein Malach Yochel Lishleit, from a place that a Malach does not have any Shlita, and he brought Menashe back to him. He brought Menashe back b'tshuva. That's the Kayach of Tshuva. Even a Menashe ben Chizkiah, who did all the Tayevois in the world, was still able to do Tshuva, even though all the Malachi Maila were protesting. Is it really possible that there was no way for Elisha ben Avuya to do tshuva? And the Marsha in our sugya says mefurish that Acher should not have listened to this baskel. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been mekabel him b'tshuva. But if so, what's the meaning of the baskel? What's the pshat that the baskel said that everyone should do tshuva except for Acher? So I'd like to present two approaches to resolve this issue. One is from Reb Tzadik, and the second is from Reb Dessler. Reb Tzadik, in the Sefer Takonas HaShavim, page 10, brings a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, that says as follows. G'dayla tshuva she'daycha lois aseh she'b'tayra. Tshuva is great that it pushes aside a lois aseh in the Torah. Which lois aseh does tshuva push aside? The Torah tells us that if somebody divorces his wife, he can take her back. But if she remarries, if she marries somebody else, then after that point, once she marries somebody else, it's usher, it's a lois aseh, for the original husband to take her back. Tshuva is daicha that lois aseh. The pasuk tells us in Yirmiyah, the Gemara brings the pasuk, Hein yishalach ish es ishtay. If a person sends away his wife, v'holcha me'itay, and she goes away from him, v'hoysa le'ish acher, and she marries someone else, hayoshev eleho oid, can he return to her? But you, the Navi tells Klal Yisrael, v'ad zonis reyim rabim, you are mezana with many people, v'shoy ve'lai, and you can still return to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes tshuva, and he's doicha alois aseh shebetayra. Zok Reb Tzadik that this means that tshuva is lemaila min aseicha. There's a shuras hadin, and then there's tshuva. The baskol that Acher heard was the shuras hadin. Acher had gone too far. Mitzad the shuras hadin, there's no makayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take him back. That's a baskol reflecting the way things should be. But tshuva is stronger than that. G'dayla tshuva. Acher should have known that he can push harder and he could be zeicha to the nes of tshuva despite the fact that the baskol was saying things in the way they should be had there not been this gevaldige chiddush of tshuva. That's the approach of Rav Tzadik. Rav Dessler has a different approach, but in order to explain Rav Dessler's approach, I'd like to be makdim with the ha'ara that Rav Huttner has in the Pachad Yitzchak Pesach Maimer Pei Beis Ois Beis. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that Tzidkiyah ben Kenana, who was a Navi Sheker, was Chayav Misa. The Gemara asks, how could Tzidkiyah ben Kenana be Chayav Misa? He was an Oynes. And the Gemara brings psukim that describe the ruach of tumah that affected him, that caused him to be misnabe, caused him to be a Navi Sheker. The Gemara explains that Tzidkiyah ben Kenana was educated enough to know how to discern when a nevuah is true and when it's not. But without that, Tzidkiyah ben Kenana did not know that his nevuah was false. If not for that external indication that the Gemara there describes, Tzidkiyah ben Kenana thought he was having nevuah. What a chiddush! It comes out that it is possible for a person to have a nevuah, and to think it's a real nevuah, and it's a nevuah of sheker, it comes from a ruach tumah. Hazay shteit in Gemara. Zokt Rav Dessler, the same thing is true with the baskol. He says that he heard b'shem the Baal Shem Tov, that the baskol that Acher heard was not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was like a nevuah of sheker. It came from a makom of tumah. And he says, if not for the fact that Acher in his heart wanted to hear that baskol, he didn't want to do tshuva, Acher would have been able to see past it. If Acher had had a strong enough ratzayin to do tshuva, he would never have heard this baskol preventing him from doing tshuva. Let's move on to discuss the conversation that Acher had with Reb Meir. Acher told Reb Meir that he heard from Rabbi Akiva that Gam es ze l'umas ze osaho Elokim, the pshat is as follows. Kol echod ve'echod yesh lo shnei chalokim. Everybody has two chalokim. One in Gan Hanim and one in Gan Eden. Zocha tzadik, if a tzadik is zoicha, so he takes his chelek and his friend's chelek in Gan Eden. If he's nischayev, if he becomes a rasha, then he takes his chelek and his friend's chelek in Gehenim. This is very difficult to understand. Bishlama, that when a person does a mitzvah or becomes a tzaddik, that he should take his chelek in Gan Eden, that we understand. If a person is boicher bara, he should take his chelek in Gehenim, that we also understand. But why should he take his friend's chelek? If he's zeicha, why should he take his friend's chelek in Gan Eden? What zchus does he have in his friend's chelek? And if he's chayiv, why should he be yoyrish his friend's chelek in Gehenim? Why does his chiyuv extend to include even his friend's chelek? In Chelek Dalid of Michtav Me'eliyahu, page 118, Rav Dessler explains this difficult Gemara beautifully. Zokt Rav Dessler, each person has two chalokim. Each person has the potential to be a tzaddik or the potential to be a rasha. He has a chalok in Gehenim, a chalok in Gan Eden. However, people's bechira affect other people. Rav Dessler teaches us a yesod, that when someone does a mitzvah, he brings a ruach of tahara into the world. He makes it easier for other people to do mitzvahs. When someone does the difficult job of being Beicher B'Toiv, he creates a movement of Toiv in the world, and it makes it easier for other people also to be Beicher B'Toiv. And the same thing, unfortunately, is true the other way. If somebody is Mekel, and he's Beicher B'Ra, and he lets himself go, not only is he Macher of his own Welt, but he also causes that there should be an effect of difficulty, an effect of tumah in the world. And a person has to struggle that much more to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam when his chaver is Beicher B'ra. Zokter of Dessler, Lamashal. Let's say Reuven is Beicher B'ra. As soon as Reuven chooses Ra, he increases the strength of tumah in this world. And poor Shimon, who wants to make the right choice, has a much more difficult time being Beicher B'Toiv. Now, Lefum Tzara Agra, if Shimon is Taka Matzliach, despite the tumah that Reuven brought into the world, Shimon is still Matzliach to be Beicher B'Toiv, he's Zeicha not only to his chelek, but to Reuven's chelek. In other words, he's zeicha to an extra chelek in Gan Eden because of the extra effort that he needed to use in order to be Beicher B'Toiv, and that's what's worthy of schar, and he takes that schar from chelkoi shel Reuven because it was Reuven's aveira and Reuven's loss and poor bechira that caused him to have this opportunity of growth. On the other hand, the opposite is also true. If Reuven's a tzaddik, and Reuven is Beicher B'Toiv, and Reuven makes the right choice, and it creates a ruach of tahara and of aliyah in the world, and it makes it easier for other people to make the right choice and to be Beicher B'Toiv, and Shimon still chooses not to do the right thing, Shimon does not take advantage of the ruach tahara, of the strong strength of the tahara and kervas elikim that exists because of Reuven's bechira, and Shimon still chooses to make the mistake of being Beicher B'ra, his einish is much more than it would have been had Reuven not done that mitzvah. Had Reuven not done that mitzvah, it would have been more difficult for Shimon to make the right choice. So if Shimon then makes the wrong choice, his tzar, his einish is not that great. The Gemara tells us in Menachas Daf Mem Gimel, Koshe Oinshoi Shel Lavon, Yoiser Me Oinshoi Shel Tcheles. There's two parts to our tzitzis. There's the white strings and the tcheles strings. Tcheles was expensive. And therefore, if someone was Peisheya and didn't put tcheles on his beged, it was really a much bigger nisayan because there was an expense involved. So his einish was not as great as someone who didn't put on the white strings, which are so much easier because they're so much less expensive and it's so much less of a nisayin. For that, the einish is greater. The easier the nisayin is to me oimid b'nisayin, the greater the einish is. And the more difficult it is to be oimid b'nisayin, the smaller the einish is. So getting back to our Reuven and Shimon, Reuven did a mitzvah, and he made it so much easier for Shimon to be Oymed ben Nisayin because he created a ruach of tahara, a ruach of kedusha in the world. And still Shimon chose not to be Beicher B'Toiv, so his einish in Gehenim grows. And he has two chalokim of Gehenim, his chalik and his friend's chalik. Which friend's chalik in Gehenim does he take? The one who would have made it so much easier for him to be Beicher B'Toiv, Reuven the Tzaddik, who chose to do that mitzvah. What an important Gemara for us to know, that not only do our choices affect ourselves, but our choice to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and be Oymed B'Nisayin affects the world and makes it easier for the world to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And lehepich, when we fail and we don't end up making the right choices, it has a detrimental effect not just on us, but on everyone around us. The Gemara Behemshech asks Akasha, based on a memra from Rabba Bar Bar Chana Omer Rabbi Yochanan. The pasuk in Malachi says, Ki sifsei koyen yishmeru das, v'toyro yivakshu mipihu, ki malach Hashem tzvokoisu. And Rabba Bar Bar Chana darshan b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Im doyme harav l'malach Hashem tzvokois, yivakshu toyro mipihu. V'im lav al yivakshu toyro mipihu. Frakti Gemara, Acher was certainly not on the madrega of a Malach Hashem. So how was it mutter for Reb Meir to learn Torah from him? The Gemara answers that Reb Meir had a different drasha. Aye, Frakti Gemara, it's a stira between the two drashas. And Frakti Gemara, ha begadol, ha bekatan. Meaning, as Rashi explains, that a gadol who would know how to avoid being affected by the maisim roim of his Rebbe may learn from someone who is not kemalach Hashem. It's interesting that the mashal that the pasuk uses for a Rebbe is a malach specifically, not a tzaddik or a kaddish. Reb Tzaddik in Resisei Laila, page 52, says that the dimyon to a malach is very specific. A malach is a shliach of Hashem, that's his essence. Someone who's teaching Torah needs to be like a malach, because like a malach, he is a shliach of Hashem to transmit the Torah Hashem. When a person learns Torah, he's be'emes learning it straight from Hashem. As the pasuk says, Ki Hashem yitein chachma mipiv. And we call Hashem in davening a melame Torah la'ama Yisrael, in the present tense, that Hashem teaches Torah. So the Rebbe that's teaching is a mere vehicle, mamish like a malach, for the Dvar Hashem to reach the Talmud. Now, this din, that a person may only learn from a Rebbe that's like a Malach Hashem, is brought l'halacha in the Rambam, Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph, and in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, Simen Reish Mem Vov, Se'if Ches. Interestingly, the heter that the Gemara mentions, that a gadol can learn from a Rebbe who's not doima to a Malach, is not mentioned by the Rambam or Shulchan Aruch. The Lecha Mishnah and the Shach Sifkat Nches are oimid on this ha'ara. The Shach offers two possible explanations. One, the Shach suggests that the Rambam holds like the first teretz of Tosfos in our sugya. Tosfos brings a Gemara in Mayit Katan, which brings a Maisa of a Talmud Chacham, that there was a Shmua Loi Taiva about him, and he was removed. And the Gemara brings this memra of Rabbi Yochanan, that if a Rav is not doima to a Malach, al yivakshu Torah mipiyu. Tosfos asks, Meheicha teisa, he should be removed. What about the heter of ha begadol? And for Tosfos, iko lemeimar diktanim havu, which means that particular situation, the Talmidim were ketanim. Zok the Shach, that if even bizman ha-Gemara there were ketanim, kol shekein bizman hazeh, that we're all together ketanim. As the Gemara says, em rishayinim kibnei adam, anu kechamayrim. So the heter of a Talmid, who's a gadol, to learn from a Rebbe who's not doimit to a Malach, is a heter that's not noigeya bizman hazeh. That's one possibility. Or the Shach brings, perhaps when the Gemara said ha begadol, ha bekatan, it was an answer only aliba de Reb Meir, as we see that the Gemara was makdim that Reb Meir had a drasha. But we don't hold this way. The Chachamim don't agree with Reb Meir. The Lecha Mishnah also answers along these lines that the teretz of ha begadol is a teretz l'shitas Reb Meir, but ein halacha kamaisai, and that's why it's not brought in the Rambam or Shulchan Aruch. We see from here that the idea of learning Torah from someone like Acher was unique to Reb Meir. What was it about Reb Meir that made him in particular the one who was able to learn Torah from a Rebbe like Acher? The following explanation is based on the words of Reb Tzaddik in Resisei Laila, Ois Nud Gimel, page 133. After Adam Arishan did the chait, the Torah tells us, Paragimel Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vayas Hashem Aleikim LaAdam UleIshtoi Kosnais Oir Vayal Bishem. Hashem made begodim of leather of Oir for Adam and his wife, and he dressed them. Chazal tell us that in the Sefer Torah of Reb Meir, Oir, which is spelled Ayin Vav Reish and means leather or skin, is spelled Oir with an Aleph, Aleph Vav Reish, which means light. Why did Reb Meir's Sefer Torah say Kosnais Oir, clothing of light? The Sfarim explain that before Adam Arishan did the Chait, it's not the Pshat that he didn't have Begadim, but rather that his guf itself was the beged for his neshama. It was an appropriate beged for his neshama. The madrega of the guf of Adam Arishan, Kaida Machet, was so ruchniistic that it was a matzav of kosnais or with an aleph. It was clothing of light. What do we mean when we say clothing of light? We mean clothing that the light of the neshama is not choytzeitz, that one is able to see through the clothing the or of the neshama. Ayin Lamashal in the Sefer Ruach Chaim on Pirkei Avos from Reb Chaim Volozhin in the first Mishnah. Only after the Chait did Adam get Kosnais Or with an Ayin to cover his guf which had been Nizgashem and no longer allowed the Or of his Neshama to shine through. But for some reason, the Sefer Torah of Reb Meir had Or with an Aleph, even to describe the begadim of after the chait. Why? What was the pshat in the Sefer Torah of Reb Meir? The Gemara in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Bey says as follows: Omar Reb Acha Bar Chanina, Galui v'yodua lefnei mi she'omar v'hoye ha'olam. It's known in front of Hashem she'ein b'dayrei shal Reb Meir kamaisai. There was nobody in the generation of Reb Meir as great as him. So why weren't they koveya that the halacha is like Reb Meir? Zokti Gemara, shalo yochlu chaverov la'amoid al soif daitoi. His chaverim were not able to be oimed al soif daitoi, the end of his das, the full extent and the depth of his das. We see that Reb Meir was unique in his midah of being able to see further, of being able to see further down the line, Saif Daitai, more than any of the other Tanoim in his dar. So although all of us would only see on Adam Arishan Kosnais Or with an Ayin, because Adam Arishan was Achar HaChet, and Adam Arishan had been Malachlech and Megashem his Guf, and no longer is the Or of the Neshama Nikr, but Reb Meir has a Saif Daitai, Reb Meir can see deeper, and Reb Meir could identify the Heilige Neshama and the Pnimius Dika'ar that resides within a person even after the Chait of Adam Arishan. And it's certainly not a coincidence that Reb Meir's name means Ur. The Sfarim tell us that even after the Chait of Adam Arishan and even after any Chataim of any person, that Pnimius Dika'ar never disappears. And Reb Meir, because Reb Meir is able to see with the Saif Daitai, to see with the tremendous extent of his Das, he was able to identify that Or. Zokt Reb Tzadik and Resisei Laila, that Reb Meir, who ain chaver of Yechaylim Lamed al Saif Daitai, that Reb Meir, who could see in Kosnais Or with an Ayin, a Kosnais Or with an Aleph, that Reb Meir was able to identify the Heilige Pnimius even in the Neshama of Acher, while all the other Tanaim were unable to connect with that Tahara and that Pnimius of Acher because Acher had fallen so low. Reb Meir was able to pull out that Pnimius and that Kedusha from within him, and that's why it was specifically Reb Meir that was mesugel to learn Torah from a Rebbe like Acher, but for the rest of the Chachamim and for the rest of the Dorais, Ein halacha kamaisai. Weiter in the Gemara. The Gemara brings a maisa that Rabba Bar Sheila met Eliyahu, and he asked him, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing And he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying over halachas, Mipumayhu dekulhu rabbanon, from the mouths of all the rabbanon, Umipumei de Reb Meir loika omar, but he's not saying over from Reb Meir. Eliyahu explained that he's not saying over Torah from Reb Meir, because Reb Meir learned Torah from Acher. Rabbi Bar Shela defended Reb Meir, and he said, Reb Meir, rimoin matzah, toichai ochal, kliposoi zorak. Reb Meir found a rimoin. He ate the inside. As we know, the fruit of the rimoin is on the inside, and he threw out the klipa. And it's his advocacy for Reb Meir worked, and Eliyahu responded, Hashta ka'omar Meir b'ni oimer. Now he's saying, Meir, my son, says, and he quotes a memra, b'shem Reb Meir. The Marshal here points out that Rabbi Bar Shela chose a different fruit than had been mentioned earlier. Earlier the Gemara said that Reb Meir was ochal tichla v'shada shichla. He ate a date and he threw out the pit. He ate a tamar, a date. Now Rabbi Bar Shela switched the mashal from a date to a pomegranate, from a tichla to a rimain. Zok the Marshal that there are two problems with Acher. There's a pnimiyastika problem and a chitzoniyastika problem. And the truth is that this marsha fits beautifully with the words of Rav Dessler that we brought earlier, that there were two sharoshim to Acher's fall. There was a shayrish in Minos, in Emuna, and there was a shayrish in Taiva. And Memela, in the man that Acher turned into, there was a kilkul in Emuna, and there was a kilkul in Taiva. As we find that he thought there was shtei rishuyais, that was a kilkul in Emuna, and also we find how he met the Zayna, that was a kilkul in Taiva. Zok de Bar Shah, the kilkul in Emuna is a pnimiyastika kilkul, the kilkul in Taiva is a chitzin, is an external kilkul. So we need two mishalim, one of a date and one of a pomegranate. A date, the fruit is on the outside, and the psalis, the garin, is on the inside. And when we say that he ate the fruit and threw out the garin, we're saying that he avoided inheriting, he avoided absorbing the emunais koizvois that Acher was teaching, and he just ate the outside, he just ate the divrei Torah that Acher taught. When we mention the rimoin, he's referring to the taiva. When we mention the rimoin, he's referring to the fact that externally there's a klipa on the outside, and that externally there are things about Acher that Reb Meir couldn't learn from, and that was his propensity for taiva. And Memela over there, Rabbi Bar Shela said that he's daimed to a remain that the fruit is on the inside, that he ate the inside fruit, and he threw out the outside klipa. The Sefer Iye Hayom on Chagiga points out another reason why Rabbi Bar Shela changed the mashal of how Reb Meir learned Torah from Acher. He says the Taina Klape Shmaya on Reb Meir that he was learning from Acher, for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not say over Torah B'Shmai, wasn't so much in the fact that Reb Meir was learning from Acher, but was more from the fact that Reb Meir was doing something that we did not want, that it should be an example to other people. Zok the Iye Hayom, that the mashal that we said before of a date means that inside there was a kilkul, but outside, the fruit is beautiful. And on there, there's a taina that no one can see the kilkul that exists within Acher, for which we have to be so careful not to learn Torah from him, for which only Reb Meir was able to learn Torah from him. Zokt Rabbi Bar Shela to Eliyahu, no. The kilkulim that exist by Acher are apparent on the outside. It's like a remind that the fruit is on the inside and the klipa is on the outside. Nobody will make a mistake and think that Acher is someone that one could learn Torah from. And in that way, Rabbi Bar Shela defended Reb Meir to Eliyahu HaNavi, and the Rabbeinu Shlomo began to say over Divrei Torah B'Shmai.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.